Shooting of the film adaptation of Toni Morrison's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel Beloved has just wrapped up. The movie, starring Danny Glover and Oprah Winfrey, is due for release later this year. Beloved is the story of a woman who flees to Ohio to escape slavery and who later kills her own daughter to keep her out of the hands of slave catchers. For the film, director Jonathan Demme created a new character in the form of a group of 30 townswomen. NPR's Verda Mae Grosvenor portrayed one of them, and she came away from the experience with some insights into the dynamics of women's relationships.
We were so different. We spoke New York, Louisiana, and Haitian Creole. We sounded like Texas, California, Chicago, Carolina, the Caribbean. Some accents came from places not on the map, but from a station in life. We were young, mature, and of a certain age. Tall and fat, short and slender. Straight, curly, and nappy hair. Thick lips and thin. Flat and sharp noses. Blue, black, ivory tone, tupelo, honey-colored women with black, brown, hazel, and gray eyes. Each look had a code and an attitude.
Who does she think she is? Who does she think she's talking to?
The Dahomey Queen thinks she's the D&D diva.
She thinks she's white.
I heard she wears Afrocentric underwear.
There was a lot of gossip. From the first day on the set, it was obvious that we 30 women were set apart. Whenever production, makeup, or wardrobe people asked, "Are you one of the 30 women?" there would be a tone in their voices. On the set, without being directed, we 30 women hung out together, talking about our lives, dusty roads, pebble stones, and thin-soled movie shoes, the nuisance of learning to walk in long skirts without tripping or being tripped, and the constraints of corsets. How did they ever do it, we complained. But slowly, our conversations turned from corsets to courage. Sanctimonious attitudes and gossip asides gave way to how it felt to be the women we were portraying. Now, in earnest, we ask, how did they do it? We tried to imagine their dreams and nightmares, what it was like to make the transition from slave to free woman. We talked up their lives and gave them personal histories.
I was a slave in Virginia and Tennessee.
I escaped 3 times.
After freedom, I found all but 2 of my children.
I'm still looking for my husband.
I never did see my mother again.
We 30 women, called black, were so different, and stayed that way. But across time, we became sisters where it counted, under the skin.